I'm delighted to be joined now by twin sisters Fabiana and Paula Chavez. The sisters are accomplished pianists who recently featured in a Daily Mail article about 50 inspirational women. They've also started the worldwide project Piano Sin Barreras, which stands for Piano Without Barriers. And they join me now to talk about their sight loss story. Hello there.
Hello.
Thanks for agreeing to talk to me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yes.
So, Paula, if you would like to go first, can you take us back to your childhood, please? Where were you brought up and how did you first get interested in music?
Well, as a matter of fact, we started piano because our father was a piano teacher and he bought a piano when we were diagnosed of our eyesight condition. He wanted to entertain by playing the piano, but it really began to be actually as
compulsory.
Yes, compulsory for us because we really loved playing the piano.
Would it be safe to say, Fabiana, you both had a real talent from the get-go?
Well, we immediately feel the talent inside when we began playing the piano because it was something that came up very natural for us playing the piano. At first, we began under the guidance of our father, but in a few months, we began to play very confidently and learning pieces by ear. And then we started our studies, a music study at the conservatory in Buenos Aires.
And I believe that was under the tutelage of a renowned musical figure in your homeland.
Yes, that's right. When we started at Santa Ana Institute in Buenos Aires, Nelida Sanchez was our first piano teacher there, and she really helped us because we were partially sighted at that time. And she gave us a lot of elements, technical elements, to be able to play the piano as more natural as possible. So we were very happy with her.
And you mentioned your sight loss there. I believe that started around the age of 13 for both of you, and it was Stargardt's disease.
Yes, we were diagnosed at that time, but we were partially sighted. But then this condition is a condition that is progressive, you know. So we started to lose our sight little by little. And then we are in the point we are here. We are almost completely blind. So that was very, very difficult for us to carry on with the piano playing, because we were not able to read scores, to learn scores anymore. You know, when you learn pieces for the academic environment, you need to learn pieces from the scores. So that was the main problem, and we had to stop learning piano or playing the piano for a few years until we were able to find a new method. Because we were not able to see the scores, and we never learned to read Braille music notation before, because we managed to read as a sighted person.
So what was the transition like, Fabiana?
Oh, it was quite difficult. We were used to reading conventional music notation in magnified characters. So after thinking for about a few years, we decided to find another method. It was completely different because we were used to seeing, and then we had to get used to listen to the audio description of software we found on the website. That helped us a lot because it was kind of an audio descriptive score, which was, we found the solution of a reading score issue there with touch software. And so it was, the transition was quite hard.
Of course, we have to memorize all the materials. That is quite difficult.
Having to go through sight loss must be one of the worst things I could imagine that there is out there. But having a twin sister, each of you, Did that make the transition of losing your sight and having to relearn how to play music? Do you think it made the transition easier?
Yes, I think we help each other. Because when one of us feels stuck on something, the other can help from a different point of view. Yes, it is helpful in many situations of our lives as well.
Yes, we have some differences.
Yes.
But yes, it's very often. But also to look at the keyboard while we were playing. Yes. So another issue we found when we lost our sight was to find long-distance notes, long-distance chords, jumps, when you have to jump quickly through the keyboard. But perhaps it's very easy for musicians who were born blind. But in our case, that we had to adjust
yes.
our techniques because we lost our sight, was a very, very difficult thing to overcome.
Now, Fabiana, you would both leave the Santa Ana Institute with a bachelor's degree in musical arts. What was next for both of you?
We did our bachelor's degree in Buenos Aires, and now we are doing a master's degree here in London. It's a challenge for us. We are here at Trinity Lab, and a place we love.
Yes.
We feel very comfortable here.
What is it you're studying?
We are studying Masters in Art in Performance.
Now, I mentioned at the start, you guys are responsible for the project Piano Sin Barreras. It probably sounds a lot better said in Spanish. Translated, it's Piano Without Barriers. Can you talk about what that project's about, please?
Oh, yes. Well, Piano Sin Barreras is Piano Without Barriers. It's like when you are blind, perhaps so many projects about it. But what about people, a musician, especially musicians, who were sighted or partially sighted and lose their sight? So how can we help other students, other musicians to overcome that issue, to continue with their musical careers? And we are researching about it. We're still researching. That's one thing that we are doing here, trying to research more about it,
yes.
find more methods of readings, alternative methods of readings, alternative techniques for playing instruments, musical instruments, especially the piano, because it's sometimes we had the experience of other instrumentalists that were pianists, and then when they lost their sight, changed their instrument. For example, started playing the flute or,
yes.
or other instrument because they found playing a keyboard quite difficult because they can't see the keyboard.
Yes, and Piano Sin Barreras is about researching, is about presentation to raise awareness of the importance of new methods of learning. It's about workshops and all that can help musicians, you know.
Paula, you've played gigs all over the world now, including performing for the RNIB.
Yes.
Can you talk about some of the gigs that have meant the most to you, please? Which one's meant the most so far?
Well,
difficult,
very difficult answer, because all performances have their own magic. But I suppose this last one on St. Martin's in the Fields, it was on the 4th of December.
That was in London.
In London was an amazing experience,
yes.
a really amazing experience, because people seemed to be very, very, very excited. It was a real great connection with the audience. And of course, it is another important performance I remember very well,
yes.
was the one at Usina del Arte in Buenos Aires, which was very, very, very nice because the venue is big and it was about 300 people there. So, yes.
Yes, I want to add that the experience of the performance at the RNIB 2 years ago, it was in March, I suppose.
Yes.
In March 2016. It was a very, very, very beautiful experience we had, because we shared our performances with the audience. It was a privilege for us, because it was many
people with visually impairments, yes. And we also could share a little bit of a kind of talk about our experience. So it was nice to perform and to speak about experience, and then we were able to chat with people. So it was very, very, very unforgettable experience. Yes.
Lovely. So we're going to have a lesson to both of you playing the piano now. Paula, if you would like to introduce the piece, please.
This is the Hungarian Dance number 7 by Johannes Brahms.
What is the feeling you get playing with your sister on a piano like that? It must be quite a moving experience, I would imagine.
It is very difficult to describe. What does it feel like playing with your twin sister? Because sometimes when we play together, if you close your eyes, it seems that only one person is playing. Mm. And I feel the same, because sometimes when I play on the bass, I can feel what she feels, and you feel the same as well.
Yes. Sometimes we feel like many times the piece is ready to perform and it's very well prepared. Mm. We feel like we are one player, and even a teacher says,
"Yes,
are impressive." It's quite difficult to describe, because the bond we have is very strong.
Yeah, you're really in tune with each other's minds and bodies as well.
Yes, but I must mention that there's a lot of work behind our performances. It is not that it comes, we really do very exhausting work trying to adjust different parts, and sometimes the pieces are a little bit complicated to adjust, because, perhaps not very virtuous compositions, but that is what the difficulty.
Yes.
When are so clear and people can hear that you are really playing at the same time, that's the difficulty.
Yeah. Also, I would imagine it would be difficult because it's not humanly possible for you both to feel 100% at the same time, all the time.
Yeah, not always you feel well and connected. You have to wait till you feel better to try. Yes, it's hard when you don't feel well. Don't try to go to the keyboard and find a solution to difficult passages.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, I'm sure you are. The newspaper here in the UK, the Daily Mail, recently had a feature about you, and you were included in the 50 most inspirational women. Were you aware of that?
We were very surprised.
Yes. Mm.
When I found the email and read it, I suppose it was a joke. But yes, it's nice, because it's wonderful when you feel that media or perhaps a press, or you are recognized like something that you can inspire others. But that's what the main thing we want to show to the people. Huh?
Yes.
To inspire others.
If anyone that's going through sight loss, or maybe has just lost their sight, is listening to your interview, what advice would you give to them?
Okay, well, my advice would be never give up. There's always a solution. There's always something to do. We really feel that it is difficult. It was difficult for us to continue with our career when we lost our sight. But in fact, when you really love what you do, you can go on that and say, I'm going to continue with this and I'm going to do what I love. And the answers will come.
And just finally, if anyone would like to hear more about your story or have a listen to your music, how can they do that?
They can go on directly to www.chavestrains.com. They'll find all our social media there.
Yes.
It's a YouTube channel as well. It's a CD available on CD Baby Store.
Maybe.
Yes, many places. So that's our CD of music. We are thinking of recording a new one.
Yes.
So we are looking forward to it. Yes, we'd be very, very happy to talk with people. So if you want to connect, to write to us in any via YouTube or any social media, we were very, very happy to connect with you.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to both of you today. Good luck with your studying at Trinity. And we hope to speak to you again in the near future. But in the meantime, Paula and Fabiana Chavez, thanks ever so much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, you're very, 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 very welcome. Thank you, Barry.